Being a new parent is hard, and we at WEAA had some questions about some of the approaches for parents of young children. And Maryland Family Network has agreed to offer up some advice and suggestions. I'm Ayana Dene, and I recently spoke with Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network. Childcare is expensive. Very expensive. The Maryland State Department of Education has just announced significant changes to the Maryland Child Care Scholarship Program to help parents get the resources they need to pay for childcare. To help us understand a little bit more about this, Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here. Tell us about some of the changes, Doug. Let's start with, what is Child Care Scholarship?
Child Care Scholarship used to be called Child Care Subsidy. Many listeners may know it by that name. It helps eligible families in Maryland pay for high-quality childcare and early education programs. It's a fantastic program, and the eligibility guidelines were recently increased, so I encourage parents to apply, even if they've been turned down in the past.
You've talked about this with us before and mentioned that there were some difficulties with this program, such as the application process could be lengthy and cause families a lot of anxiety while they waited to be approved so their child could begin care. How has that changed?
As you could imagine, if families had to wait to be approved before putting their children in a childcare program, the parent could potentially miss out on employment or schooling opportunities because they had no childcare while they waited. To speed up the application process for eligible families, MSDE has added a fast-track application process. This new process grants temporary eligibility to qualified applicants within 3 business days. Those families receive 60 days of temporary child care assistance under the program. Then they will be provided with a pathway to a full 52-week child care scholarship award. Families used to have to wait up to 35 days for their application to be fully processed to receive assistance. But now a family is presumed to be eligible when they apply.
Oh, wow. This is great news. That way parents have a safe place for their child to learn and play while the adults are at work. This is going to save parents time and money. While there's presumptive eligibility for the families who apply, it makes me wonder, isn't it possible that some will eventually be determined ineligible for the scholarship?
That is possible, but I want to point out 2 things. One, the eligibility threshold for families has been significantly raised over the last couple of years. That's something Maryland Family Network advocated for. Parents can visit MSDE's family portal to determine eligibility. The other thing is that Maryland Family Network has a team of family resource specialists who will help you determine if your family qualifies for scholarship funds. And we'll help you fill out the application. We do this over the phone with you, and it's a free service.
I love it. I can only hope and imagine the childcare providers will benefit from this improved system too. Is that right?
They will. We saw a lot of programs closing their doors over the past few years, and this will help the childcare providers to fill empty spots faster and have a more reliable source of income.
We'll have links to MSDE's Family Portal and the Maryland Family Network's Family Resource Specialist on our website so parents can learn more. Thanks, Doug.
The First 5 Years is made possible with major support from M&T Charitable Foundation. For more information, visit MarylandFamilyNetwork.org.